Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Nick Ashman, Chris Mackin for the guys. The AFC West, as we know, is the best division in football. And we don't even have to say on paper. Let's be honest with ourselves. The quarterbacks alone in that division will tell you this is going to be a dogfight for them the entire way through, which is what makes everything so fascinating when you're looking at, you know, win totals and who could win that division. It's absolutely unpredictable, Chris, because I understand Kansas City's the favorite. They got the highest win total at 10.5. But, I mean, it just takes a couple of games where Denver's just rolling, right? They figured it out with Russell Wilson, and then all of a sudden they start, like, this has the chance to be one of the most exciting division races that we've had in a really, really long time, coming down to the last week of the season.
Yeah, you could end up with the entire division in the playoffs, and it wouldn't surprise me. Now, I understand there's going to be some cannibalization going on there because they all play each other. But you mentioned the win totals. KC at 10.5. Chargers and Broncos at 10. Raiders at 8.5. Raiders win 9 games. That could be enough to sneak in as the final wild card. Let's be honest. They're constructed as a wild card team. They weren't far off last year. So that would not surprise me in the least, especially when we talk about the AFC North earlier. If that swings one way or another, where perhaps it ends up being more top heavy than we think, where maybe the Bengals are better than some expect, or the Ravens bounce back in a big way from the injuries, and Lamar has a solid, healthy season. Well, you might only get one team out of the North. It might only be the division champ. And everyone else might fall by the wayside. Browns dealing with an extended absence from Deshaun Watson, maybe. You could certainly see just one team coming, Colts or Titans from the South, and one team from the East. Take your pick outside of Buffalo, who's got a legitimate chance. And before you know it, you got three division winners and you got the entire AFC West. That's not out of the realm of possibility. It's not likely, but I look at each of these teams and say, man, there are numbers that I like. Like, I like Denver not quite getting to 10. And not because I necessarily dislike some of the things that I just don't know if Russell Wilson necessarily single-handedly drags them past that number. Chargers over 10, I like. Chiefs 10.5, I like the over there. And I definitely like them at the division winning number at 160. And then Raiders 8.5, like I said, I can see them getting to 9 wins, and you start to piece it together, Nick. And again, there's a lot of bets in here that I really like. And so when I look at the West, it's just a bunch of shiny objects and it's catching my attention. But yeah, for the most part, a lot of these numbers look attractive to me.
It's just so interesting because you look at, like, Kansas City in any other division is going to have more than 10.5, right? Like, their number's going to be bigger than that. Really, I would argue that every single one of those teams in any other division, you're adding probably at least one more win to their win total. Let's remember, Vegas won 10 games and was a playoff team last year. Their win total set at 8.5. So right. It's just one of those, and Derek Carr is a good quarterback, but probably the fourth best quarterback in that division. Now, if Russell Wilson starts to show some erosion or regression, like we saw once he came back from injury last year, then maybe it's a different story with Denver. But I'm not ready to sit there and say Russell Wilson's washed just yet. He was playing behind a horrible offensive line. Seattle didn't give him help for years. So it's pretty understandable why he wanted out there. But that whole division, the big thing, and you said the word earlier, cannibalism. Like, they're going to be eating each other alive, and you're going to see maybe all four of those teams get to the playoffs, but at the same time, nobody's got more than, say, 11 wins.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is exactly what the NFL wants, what they've been striving for, is parity around the league, right? Like, they'd love to have every team finish 8-8-1. That would be perfect. This division may end up with all four teams going 3-3 in the division somehow. And that would be perfect because you would have the perfectly even division, and the NFL loves parity. And again, I don't think that sounds crazy.
They love parity. That does sound a little crazy to me, because you also have to have at least one favorite, at least one villain. You know, you had the Patriots for so long that were that team. If you have every team that's sitting right around 500, at that point, I guess you could finish 500 in that sense if there's a tie in there.
Right.
Then you don't have that at all. So you got to have at least one or two teams that people either love or hate that are at the top of whatever the division, or you're looking at them as the favorite. Parity can still have lots and lots of good teams, which you feel like you're going to have at least in the AFC. But man, if you don't have at least one that's kind of just the villain, you miss that one bit of emotion that rings to a lot of fans too.
Well, even in that weird scenario, that weird simulation that would never take place most likely, except in the deepest, darkest recesses of some
of your mind.
Yeah, probably. Still have teams that people love to hate, though, right? Like, people love to hate the Cowboys. People love to hate the Steelers. They love to hate the Patriots. All the teams that we talked about earlier that are those drawing card primetime game teams, even if they're not necessarily lined out to have a playoff type season, an 11-6 type year, and a challenge for their division. All those teams are also the teams that everybody else loves to hate. You love or hate the Steelers, yes. Cowboys, Packers, Patriots. Yes. There's not much in between on any of those teams. So even in that weird scenario where they would go 8-8-1, everybody in the league, you'd still have teams to hate, and that's kind of the beauty of the NFL. It's why you can have teams like the Steelers, who, at least according to Vegas right now, are not lined out to be a playoff team. We're going to start the year perhaps with Mitch Trubisky at quarterback, playing five primetime games, because they still draw the eyeballs, because people either love them or they hate them.
You know, it's interesting too, when you look at this, you're better off picking the division winner if you're looking for a little value, because every win total, you're paying some sort of juice, except the only even money even is Denver under 10 wins at, you know, plus 100, that even money. So that's it. Like, it's very interesting. It's very, very interesting where this division is. It's so unpredictable to me. I don't think I'm not doing anything yet, obviously, but as we get closer, I don't think this is a division in terms of win totals, at least, that I would want to touch, though I still feel confident in Kansas City, even with Tyreek Hill being gone. I still feel confident in Kansas City at plus 160 winning the AFC West.
Well, because they've taken that receiving core and they've gone from having, aside from Travis Kelce, big-time blow-the-lid-off-the-thing weapon in Tyreek Hill to now a multitude of different weapons. And that's I think that's much more to Andy Reid's liking. Not that he didn't like having Tyreek Hill at his disposal. What coach wouldn't? But I think it's much more to his liking to be able to, and I don't mean this as a big guy food joke, to have a buffet, right? A veritable buffet.
You know, it can be a big guy food joke too. That's totally fine.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, cool. It's a big guy food joke then.
There you go. It's,
you know, Juju, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Sky Moore, all these, and then Travis Kelce's still there. To have all these different weapons available at his disposal, Patrick Mahomes, I think, is going to have a field day with that.
Oh, yeah. He's just going to spread the ball around to everybody. I mean, let's be honest. This is a quarterback stream. Multiple receivers you can throw the ball to a ton and a tight end that you can count on. Now, granted, Tyreek Hill taking the lid off of a defense is kind of nice. I'm sure he's going to miss that. But this offense just makes everybody better. And this is an opportunity for Andy Reid to just give Patrick Mahomes the green light on just give the ball to everybody, find the guy that's open. Let's throw some crazy schemes in here, some weird trick plays. They've got those opportunities. Now, obviously, the best true division in football, as you know, is the NFC East, where my Washington Commanders are. So I think it's very important that we at least touch on that, because at 5-1 winning the division, it's clearly in line for them. No. But remember this, though, with the NFC East, no team has won back-to-back since 2004 when it was the Eagles. So whoever won it last year, just automatically assume they're not going to. Something's going to go wrong, I guess, with Dallas, who's got the highest win total at 10.5. You know, Washington's win total's at 7.5. So are your Steelers. The question is who's more likely to go over their win total? That's my question. Look, I think Washington's max is 9 wins, and their low point is maybe around 6. I know you were trolling me last night because you're a big jerk, and that's fine. It's 6 and 11, but it certainly is possible, especially with the, I mean, like, they could have a bunch of injuries. Carson Wentz could throw up all over himself and look completely disheveled. Because, by the way, keep this in mind. So, this is one of the big things that stood out to me with Washington's schedule. It's not just opening with the Jaguars, who Carson Wentz was eliminated from, not only the playoffs, but the Colts roster after that game. They also have, they're at Indianapolis. Then they're home to Kirk Cousins' return with the Vikings, then back on the road Monday night at Philadelphia. So you're going to have Carson Wentz playing at his two previous teams over the span of 15 days. Think about that from just a mental side of things. He could completely get lost in that because, you know, and I'm sure, Bill, you can attest to this, Carson Wentz is going to get booed like crazy on Monday Night Football when he comes to town.
This is what we live for. It's not cheering for our teams. It's not cheering for our teams because that's often just like a fruitless exercise. Hating people who wronged us in some way. That's what gets us out of bed in the morning.
I can't wait. And that's why the NFL is smart putting that on Monday Night Football, not at Indianapolis, because you're going to get a much better reception for TV alone when you've got him going back to Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia sports fan in a nutshell. We're not here to root our guys on. We're here to hate the people who used to be our guys. I love it. But when you look at Washington, I always do this. I look at the schedule and I say, tell me where the wins are. And there are at least 5. I'll grant you that I just, I write in W. I joked about Jacksonville earlier, but that should be a win, right? Jacksonville, Detroit. I'll give them Chicago even. I'll give them Houston. I'll give them Atlanta. And then, you know what? I'll even go so far as to give them one of the two Giants games. Now I'm at 6 all of a sudden, and we're pushing that prediction that I was mocking you with last night of 6-11. We're pushing that number already. And I haven't even had to go really to any of the swing games, you know, to Minnesota, to maybe one of the two Philly games, to the Indy game, to San Francisco, maybe Cleveland. So there's plenty of spots for it to swing, but yeah. I still don't see it being enough. Like, I really like the Eagles in this division. I like them at +215. 9.5 is a win total. I like them at that number as well, even if it's a little juicy to the over at -121. I love what they did with their defense. I really do. I love N'Kobe Dean, Jordan Davis, obviously. I think they did some really good things in the middle of their defense, which was the soft spot. So I like the Eagles. Just don't put too much on Jalen Hurts' shoulders, and I think they'll be okay. Mm.
Yeah, and look, there's other games in there too, like at Chicago for them. Well, how is Justin Fields playing at that point? Does Washington take advantage of him? Just the offense not clicking enough yet. He's still developing as a quarterback or whatever. And then there's, I don't even know, man, who's the 49ers quarterback going to be? They play the 49ers Christmas Eve. I don't know. Maybe it's still Jimmy Garoppolo, and maybe it's Trey Lance. Who knows? Yeah. I have no idea what the 49ers are doing at this point, and it's clear that they probably don't either. But yeah, look, that's why I say nine is probably the max there. But Dallas is the team that's always picked to be the favorite because everybody knows that they're like, you know, you're baiting people just to bet on the Cowboys because it's the Cowboys. But Philadelphia did make a lot of improvements this year, but it really comes down to quarterback play. I would argue that Washington has the second best quarterback in the division, but it's not saying much. Jalen Hurts at his highs can be spectacular, but his lows can also be really, really bad. The difference is Carson Wentz has at least shown some semblance of consistency. That's why I referenced last year, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. In fact, tied the Colts franchise record for the most consecutive games without a turnover. So it's like he's got it in him. It just doesn't last an entire season, and that's what's been one of his many problems his entire career.
And if you're looking for yet another reason to fade the Eagles, how about this from Warren Sharp on Twitter? Eight short week games for the Eagles. Eight road games, 4 of them on a short week. Let me clarify.
Screwed, Bill. They're screwed. Your Eagles are screwed. It's the NFL going after him. It's all because of the NFL. It's Roger Goodell's fault. Blame him.
They're just trying to hook us up with a franchise quarterback. It's all good.
There you go.
But I mean, half of their road games are on a short week. And 2/3 of the league play 0 or 1 game on a short week. And the Eagles get 4 of them. That's just, and then when you stack it up against a schedule like the Steelers, which is, they don't leave the Eastern time zone at all. I mean,
oh yeah. How about that? The difference between the Seahawks traveling 29,000 total miles and then the Steelers, what was it, like 3,000 or something? And they're never leaving the Eastern time zone the entire season.
It's not a once. Yeah, and Seattle's going to Europe and all over the place. I mean, that's they did do a great job, though, on their social media accounts of faking out some of their players and making them think that the schedule was even worse than it actually is.
Yeah, I did see that, and it was great, including the guys complaining about a Thanksgiving game and just the troll jobs we're getting now. I'm telling you, man, the NFL, these social media teams they've got are so good. This time of year, like this becomes their Super Bowl, and you end up getting all of these great troll jobs on mostly just Urban Meyer, which I'll take. So I'll take all of that. Yeah. All right, coming up, it's not too early to look at Week 1 in the NFL because the lines are out. Which way are we leaning? There's plenty of time to pull back on it, but we've at least got an idea, and we'll get back to the NBA as well. Nick Ashew and Chris Mack on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.